I'm Mike Breen, host of Who Wants to Be a Mathematician and AMS Public Awareness Officer, and I'm talking with Stephen LaMontagne, who is one of the qualifiers. He's representing New England. And Stephen, you're a junior at Barrington High School. What are you looking forward to for the contest or the meeting or going to New Orleans?
Well, first of all, I'm really, really honored to have made it. I'm really looking forward to getting to go to New Orleans and participate in this amazing contest.
A lot of times people have met some of the other qualifiers. Do you know any of the other qualifiers, or will this be the first time you've met any of them?
It'll be the first time I've met any of them. I've heard of Evan O'Dorney before, but that's the only name that ever that even rings a bell with me.
You mentioned you're looking forward to going to New Orleans to be in the competition. Is there anything in the city that you're looking forward to seeing?
Not particularly, but I don't really know exactly what there is in New Orleans, but I've never been, and I'd like to see the city. Mm-hmm. And also I'm looking forward to maybe seeing some of the other presentations at the Joint Mathematics meeting.
Right, yeah, it's a pretty big meeting, and you know, a few people have mentioned that as well. There's lots of talks and presentations to choose from, so we hope you enjoy that experience. You said your favorite thing about school is the math team. Does the math team, do you meet every day or every week?
We meet once a week. Mostly we work on the stuff for Rhode Island Math League. Mm-hmm. But we also do the AMC, and that's my favorite part when it comes around the time of the year for the AMC. I'm already preparing for that.
Do you take the AMC 12 or 10?
Well, I took the 10 for the past 2 years, but I'm going to have to take the 12 this year.
Okay. You qualified for the Junior Math Olympiad?
Yes.
And what does that entail?
On the AMC 10, mm-hmm. if you get a score of 120 or higher out of 150, you progress to the AMI, and then 10 times your score in that plus your score in the AMC 10. If it was above a certain threshold, last year it was 188.5, you qualified for the USA Junior Math Olympiad. And that one, it was 9 hours, 2 4.5-hour sessions, and each hour was 3 proof problems.
And how'd you do on that?
I didn't do that well. I got a 16 out of 42. Mm-hmm. But it was the first time I'd ever done any sort of competition that entailed proofs.
They're probably, you know, you're not proofs that you might say, just, you know, regurgitate back. They're ones you had to kind of figure out, right?
No. They're, you need to really think outside of the box to do well in those. Mostly, it was just the inexperience of writing out the proofs. Since I got 4 out of the 6 problems, I've found the solutions to during the competition. So it was mostly like me needing to work on writing proofs.
Is there an opportunity in school for you to work on writing proofs or practice it?
Not really, but I'm taking the Woot class on www.artofproblemsolving.com. Uh-huh. So I can work on those. It's a great resource. I actually prefer that to my school's math team by a lot.
You're not only talented in math, but also you've been in the Olympiads in chemistry and in science.
Yes. The National Chemistry Olympiad, I qualified for, that was in April. It was a lot of different categories of problems in chemistry. I did pretty well in some of the areas, but not really on the others. It was fun.
And so what goes on with the Science Olympiad?
The Science Olympiad is actually a team competition, and it was the team score that counted, but it was the first time my school's ever won, and I did really well in my events. It's a bunch of different events. Your placement is the score your team gets for that event. First place your team gets 1 point, fourth place your team gets 4 points, and so on. And my events I came first, second, and fourth on, and the lowest team score wins. Who won for the first time ever.
Well, good. Congratulations. So, Stephen, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, there is not.
Okay. Well, Stephen, good luck in the competition in January in New Orleans. Thanks for talking to us now. That's Stephen LaMontagne, who's representing the New England area in the 2011 Who Wants to Be a Mathematician contest. Thanks a lot, Stephen.
Thank you.